This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Press for time to make a quick run to the mall to get some groceries. Forgot your wife's birthday and need a gift for her before the end of the workday? Well, Helper is here to help. They call themselves Everyone's Personal Shopper, offering chat-based personal shopper services for things like gifts and surprises, errands and dispatches, shopping, laundry, food, ordering, research. The list goes on. And imagine enjoying the convenience of having someone else get your movie or concert tickets for you. Yes, book your hotel, tours, flights and transportation, pay your bills and taxes. A personal shopper now sounds like something everyone needs. Well, we have the co-founders of Helper in the studio with us, Ang Kok Siong and Lee Eugene, and we're going to speak to them about this magic personal shopper and also Gifter, which is their upcoming project, something else the company is developing. Maybe before we start off with what Helper and Gifter is all about, a little bit about yourself, how you know you got involved in starting this.
All right, cool. Right, thanks for having us here. And hello, everyone. My name is Kok Siong. So we started Helper like 2 years plus ago, around mid-2015. And previously, we were actually working in Groupon, both of us.
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, we were there about four years plus. And then after that, we decided like to move on to the next journey. And then we were thinking of like, hey, what are we going to do next, right? So, yeah, and by that time, we were inspired by the personal assistant, text messaging based personal assistant startup in United States, which called Magic.
Mm. And not to be confused with the local Magic?
No, not to be confused. Yeah, so they are basically like, you know, magically make things happen for you, where you just need to SMS them and then they will get things done for you, right? So we thought about the idea, and then we think that, hey, it was really like fantastic. I mean, if we are able to kind of bring that similar service to the Malaysian market. Mm. So that's how we got started, right? And then we consulted a few mentors, and we started looking for investors, and then we started to validate the ideas. And by that time, we have like few other similar companies as well providing this kind of like concierge-based service. So I think that kind of like gave us some confidence that, hey, it's like this could be something interesting and, you know, a potential business that we can explore. So that's how we started. Yeah.
Okay. So you were also at Groupon as well.
Yep.
Okay.
So we were actually part of the operations team,
right?
So, so back then I was heading like the account management and the quality assurance team. So we both met in Groupon together with a few other co-workers. So then we thought like, you know, before 30, so let's do something together, right? So at that point of time, and this was also a very hot industry. So we thought like, you know, do it now or never.
Okay.
Right? So
now it's done, right? And then, you know, I described a little bit about what Helper is. Was the description accurate, or is there more to what the service aims to do?
The services that you mentioned just now, that was the ambition of like the scope of services that we tried to provide when we started Helper, and all sort of services, right? I mean, you can just imagine us like your one-stop center for everything. And we were quite ambitious that time, but of course, it's like that was 2 years plus ago when we just enabled text messaging via SMS, and eventually we opened up the Facebook Messenger channel and also accepted requests via WhatsApp. That was a painful part because that time WhatsApp doesn't allow one-to-many communications. So just imagine like someone just got to stay at a desktop or at a mobile phone to take care of the WhatsApp request.
Mm.
And everything service was were really like, you know, an eye-opening for us because it kind of taught us a lot of lessons where we also after 1 year plus, then we figure out that, hey, it's like, you know, we couldn't be kind of excel in every verticals, right? So that's where the kind of turning point happened, where we decided to stream down our services and really focus on the few verticals that we think that we could win.
Okay, yeah. And these verticals are
currently personal shopping and like the gifting service that we actually have.
Okay, so personal shopping. Yep. And of course, you know, and I guess when you started, there were a few players as well. We had Superhands, B Malas, or GoGet. And I think like even B Malas and Superhands have evolved and changed, right? Yep. You know, so, and that's why you also felt that you needed to go, it's evolved as well, your business, right? Mm-hmm. It would have pivoted, right?
Yep.
So, and how, so how are you dealing with the competition, or do you see yourself in a different segment completely?
Alright, let's talk about, maybe it's like, just now you mentioned Superhands, right? They are more of like your virtual assistants. So, from what I understand, they don't do offline work. They mostly deal with online tasks where technically it can be virtually done. So, for us, it's like there's a space that we kind of able to fill the gap because they were not doing it. As for Rimalas, it's quite similar because it's also text messaging based. But I think it's like after we started around 1 year, they kind of focus on other platform as well. Like, for example, I think they created a marketplace for Everything Store, right? So I'm not sure what are they up to right now. But of course, I mean, that time it wasn't really a direct competition. I would say we have our own like unique selling proposition, each of us. So that's why I believe the market is big enough for all these players as well.
In fact, actually, at the start, we envision ourselves to be the on-demand service aggregator, whereby we play the role of helping customers to decide on whether they should go with GoGet or whether they should go with Superhands, because as normal customers themselves, they may not know that what are the expertise of these each services. Right? But of course, along the way, then we also felt that there were a lot of challenges apart from just being the middle person, right? So that's how we actually, and then went down to streamline our services of focusing on what is the best 80% that we usually do.
Right, okay. Was that difficult? I mean, as in, you know, like having to evolve, having to pivot, having to change and all that. You know, has the experience in Groupon taught you that this is what we need to do? That's what it means to be an entrepreneur, be prepared. Although we were like, oh, we were hoping this idea will work, you know?
Yes, it was. I mean, it being being in Groupon actually kind of taught us about, you know, move fast and break things fast and then feel fast and then basically, you know, try to, you know, make things work again. And of course, it is tiring, definitely. It's not easy to kind of start a new brand again, especially when we have invested so much effort and, you know, money into like promoting Helper brand. So we shape that brand in, up to a certain scale, and of course essentially we find that in order to achieve the next milestone, which is like bring this business to greater height, we felt that we need something more, right? Something more distinguished brand. So that's why we want to be more focused, and that's why right now Helper is focusing on personal shopping related services. And for gifting wise, we felt that there's a huge potential for this vertical as well. That's why we created a brand called Gifter.
And so, I want to know more about that in a little bit as well. But you know, but even with your Helper, right, why is it important a service be chat based? You know, is that the most efficient way to deal with requests?
Chat-based, right? So this is very tricky because for us, our, like when we started Helper, right, we envisioned that people could get help easily and to get anything, any product or services anywhere, anytime, and, you know, whenever they want it. And the direct way to kind of access to our consumers is via chat. I mean, one thing is because chat messaging kind of is part of our life right now. Probably the first thing you wake up in the morning, you are checking WhatsApp, maybe. Right, WhatsApp messages and maybe your text messages.
And then look at Facebook.
Unintentionally you will tap on the messenger button if there is any notification, right? So I'd say that this has already, like, you know, being part of our life, and even WhatsApp is like rolling out their business plan soon. So I would say that was a vision that, you know, we want to kind of like be forward thinking. That's why we feel that, hey, it's like, you know, the direct way to access the consumers via chat, because there's no barrier, right? You don't need to download apps. You don't need to go through the hassle of like the checkout processes, different UI, UX to confuse the users. So what they do is get in touch with us via the app that they have been using like on daily basis.
Okay. Yeah. Do people feel uncomfortable giving you payment details?
Payment details, not really, because for us, we, how we charge is, I will just briefly explain the process, right? So basically, they will request for something, and then we will actually quote the prices and with the minimal service fee. And if they are agreeable, then we will send them a payment link, which is already is actually provided by a certified payment gateway in Malaysia. So it's quite secure. It's not really we are trying to log into a bank account and get the money or whatever. So it's actually a very convenient process.
So there's a link with it which they go into.
Okay, just pay by a payment
link. It's not
and
the credit card details.
No. Okay. It's like, we don't do that. That's too.
And I guess deciding on the price for the jobs and also Gifter, where you want to take Gifter. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Ang Kok Siong and Lee Eugene from Helper and Gifter. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Boyish 40-something millionaires, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, Frida Liu here. And if you've just joined us, of course, you're listening to Enterprise. I'm speaking to Ang Kok Siong and Lee Eugene, co-founders of Helper and Gifter. We're still talking a bit about Helper. And early on, you were talking about how it's chat-based service and how they can go about paying. It's safe because you send them a link in terms of payment. But also in terms of pricing for the jobs, right? Is there a payment structure you adhere to? How do you decide on the pricing for jobs?
All right. So how do you determine the price? Basically based on a few factors like time, distance, and complexity of the job. Well, basically, this is how we calculate the service fee, the minimum service fee. But of course, that's excluding the item cost if you would require us to purchase something on behalf of you. So these three factors will determine like how much we charge. And basically, we have a minimum fee of about 25 ringgit as well. Yeah, so that was a model like that we implemented that time. Yeah.
Okay, at that time. And in terms of, you find a 25 ringgit, and I guess what you were saying, a few factors. What about price of fuel and all that? That kind of thing. Does it really affect profit margins?
Definitely.
It does, huh?
Yeah, that was like one of our challenges as well that time when we ran this model. Where when we charge time, distance, and complexity, sometimes you might miscalculated or maybe misinterpreted the charges needed. For example, like traffic jam, those are the unexpected cases which will indirectly incur the extra cost. So probably we kind of expect that this job will take about 30 minutes to get done, but eventually it took about like 1 hour.
Okay.
Due to traffic jam, right? This is very unexpected. It's quite a unique situation over here.
It's raining.
Yes. Traffic jam or, flood or flash flood or anything, right?
Only in Malaysia.
Yeah, correct.
So what have you noticed to be your most popular request?
Currently, it's like the IKEA personal shopping service.
IKEA, okay.
Right? So a lot of people is wondering, why IKEA? But simply because, really, it takes a lot of time to go in and out. And secondly, it's because the way how we do it is that we have a personal shopper actually goes there daily, right? So we consolidate the orders from the customers and we shop there daily. Right. So this way, we can actually enables us to ensure that we can do our best for our customers by focusing on just one service, right? Compared to shopping for something at Daiso or anything like that, they do not have the inventory online. It's very hard for us to check availability compared to IKEA.
Right.
So people can just give us article numbers, their shopping list. We can just shop accordingly.
So, okay, tell me now about Gifter. How is that different? What do you do at Gifter?
Okay. Well, so we started Gifter 1 year ago, around early 2017. So when we decided to focus on gifting, we want to make Gifter more than just like an e-commerce store. Of course, we try to make Gifter a one-stop solution center. Well, how all this evolved was because previously when we were running Helper, like especially when we were providing delivery services, we have been engaging with a lot of gifting sellers. So they sold all kind of products, for example, like flowers, balloons, creative goods. And then when we decided to like pivot and specialize on certain verticals, that's where we kind of review all the services that we had that time. And we find that, hey, it's like gifting is a vertical where we see the potential. First of all, a lot of our sellers are actually like social media sellers. They don't have an online store. So how you basically want to buy through them is you check on their Instagram, Facebook pictures, and you text them, hey, it's like, you know, how much is this? And then if it's midnight, then of course you'll reply next day morning. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want it to be delivered next day morning, so you miss the golden period. So all this hassle, and especially when we are living in the booming e-commerce era, right? So we kind of feel that, hey, it's like, you know, this is an opportunity that we can actually connect the sellers, help them to digitize their business, like help them start an online store, and then provide convenience to the buyers as well.
Okay.
So we start. That's our first move. We started Gifter as an online marketplace for gifts, connecting gift sellers and gift buyers.
Okay.
Yes.
And in terms of Gifter, what has been a popular purchase? What do people usually make a purchase at midnight?
I must say that we have more than 20 types of gift types, but the one that really sells the most is usually the top three. Mm. One is flowers, although we're not florists, but we do have majority of artisan florists on our platform, which is very hard for you to get at the stores outside because they're really handcrafted and also like they're unique in their own ways, right? So second is of course like cakes as well, right? So we have like unicorn cakes, those cakes that you can never get at like, you know, Berries or like Secret Recipe and stuff.
Yeah.
So and also like personalized gifts. Mm. So for instance, personalized pillows, personalized USB leather, USB, personalized, anything you can think of, right? As long as we can embroider or engrave on it. Mm. So these are like, you know, our three best-selling categories so far.
Oh, okay, so that's with Gifter.
Yep.
And how do you charge for that?
So it's a shared success model where we will only take a cut whenever we sold something on behalf of the seller. Mm. So basically, that's how it worked out. So we don't, for seller to onboard with us, I mean, we don't charge them listing fee as of now. Mm. But of course, it means it's free actually to onboard on Gifter. And once they sell, we only take a cut if they sell something, if they manage to sell something. So if you didn't sell anything, then it's fine. I mean, you can just list there for extra exposure. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you know, went back a little bit about Helper or even Gifter, I guess. Like, what are some of the weirdest requests you've had?
Wow.
I think back in Helper, we always remember this one request that was really unique. Was someone asking us about the tiger.
How do we adopt a tiger
in Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
So that was one that caught us for a moment, and we went on research and stuff like that. So we, although it could be a prank, it could not be, but we took it professionally, went to research all that we could and let him know what's the procedure to actually adopt a tiger.
Well,
I think in the end we found that actually it's possible.
It's possible,
but there are certain procedures that you have to adhere to.
You prepare a space for a tiger, and then you know it's a tiger-friendly living environment.
So it was a discovery for us as well. Yeah. You could actually adopt a tiger.
We treated that kind of as a prank, but of course we entertained that request professionally.
Yeah, we never know, right? It could be an investor who's trying to test us out.
Those are kind of all sort of services that you are expecting, the request, especially when you talk about chat-based, right? Anything.
Yeah.
So you don't let them choose and pick.
Was that the most difficult request you've received then, adopting a tiger?
I think in terms of complexity, probably that's not the toughest.
I mean, we had another one interesting case where, because it's everything service, so people are making full use of our services. I remember once there was a customer that actually used us for a few times, and then there was one time is a she, right? So she was requesting our services to help to locate her brother. Her brother, which is uncontacted for about a few hours and almost about more than 24 hours. But of course, we are not the police or investigators, right? But I think the customer was is actually located in Ipoh, and then her brother was actually in KL, so we are KL based. So, why not, right? It's like, you know, to help people and help our
community
users.
Service.
You can say so. I mean, we are helping people to get product or services, and also tracking down humans sometimes. I guess so. Yeah, I mean,
where's my missing husband?
Wow, that's a tricky
one. Found the brother sleeping at home.
Yeah, so basically, we sent our guy, and then essentially we managed to help her out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess it's that we go beyond just product and services. Sometimes we also run some, you know, errands and also helping to find like missing links. But of course it's not sustainable. I mean, right. Essentially.
So yeah. You find that branching out into gifting is two completely different service, like helper, gifter. So this is what you've done, right?
Yep, yep. Mm. Share of mind is important. Mm. So basically after we run like helper for about 1 year plus, we figure out that, hey, when you think of helper, what can you associate with? So it's important to have something in mind, or else then I think you feel as a business you need to kind of have that impression. So we feel that it really needs to be focused. So that's why we started like another brand called Gifter, and really focus on, when you think of Gifter, as like, this is your, when you think of gift, you want you to think of Gifter.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I understand that Gifter alone has seen significant growth in total gross merchandise value. Can you share some stats or figures with us?
Well, basically, we could like some disclose info. For example, like we have been growing since day one. Mm. Month on month, we have been growing about 25% in terms of like site traffic. Especially what we learned from our previous venture was, doesn't mean that you know you need to spend a lot of money to get like stable growth. And in fact, if you spend the money without really validating and also tweaking the right business model, you are actually just dumping the money into, you know, somewhere else. So yeah, I think for us it's a balanced measure between the expenses and also, you know, the focusing on optimizing our organic presence,
Is there anything like Gifter at the moment?
Is there anything, for example,
that's similar to Gifter at the moment?
Similar to Gifter, I don't think so right now. Mm. Because we are like one of the first online marketplace for gifts. Yeah. Mm. We have like florists that only sell flowers. We have personalized gift website that only do personalization of all the stuff.
And then when people ask for certain things, say, go to helper. You know, like when it's when it's a request that's a bit what, then you can refer there so that you can stay focused.
That's how. But I think there's more like the other way around, where like helper still gets requests to send gifts, flowers. That's how we discover this market, right?
Yep.
We realized that people were reluctant to pay 20 ringgit for a document delivery, which I understand, because say if you're a normal executive earning 2,000 to 3,000, probably 20 ringgit is probably a lot for you. But we realized that people were willing to spend on 300 to 400 ringgit bouquets. And sometimes their requests were like, you know, just get me the nicest one. It doesn't matter. The budget doesn't matter.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Documents cannot.
So we realize that the importance,
because they can do it
like
themselves, right? I guess. It's like,
yeah,
those
yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of
so gifts,
errands.
You need someone to surprise for you, right? So, So
at least it's not a super price sensitive based business model.
Mm.
Yeah, and of course it's like when we talk about e-commerce and all this, like selling online, you don't want to go ahead with like go against with Lazada and all 11th Street everything marketplace. So that's why we found a niche here where most of our products are not really selling over there. So we managed to escape from that competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and I think there was an article online in Vulcan Post, and you said the biggest thing you learned from your time in Groupon was how much customer experience matters. So what kind of lessons are we talking about?
You wanna go?
Probably, I guess, like, you know, to every e-commerce, I guess there is parts and parcel of like, you know, having to sometimes to have operational hiccups, right? So like, I guess like in Gifter, it's even more important, because in any e-commerce, you're just buying for yourself. But in Gifter, you're buying for someone who you love, right? Yeah. So whenever we talk about operational hiccups, it actually involves both parties, the sender and the recipient, right? So taking back like the operations, because we were from operations background, we realized that how important was not to just sell, was to provide a seamless gifting experience so that we can even retain these customers, right? So that's what it matters. Otherwise, we'll be acquiring customers, but our funnel is actually leaking, right? Mm. We don't get retaining customers. Yep. So that actually matters the most to us. So we always focus on providing the best experience so that the customers will then eventually come, because through word of mouth itself is probably sufficient already.
You're Sydney. So long term plans for this company.
Long term plan.
What's the vision?
Yeah, definitely. I think for us right now, like for helper, that we are providing personal shopping for IKEA, but of course we also heard the rumors that they are going to set up their own like online store, online e-commerce store. So once they have set up that, I will definitely assure I'm pretty sure that our business will get affected. So that's why it's like 1 year ago we already started Gifter, which is another channel, like our sales channel, where we focus on gifting. And of course right now we are just focusing on Malaysia. It's gifter.my, and we already like started the plannings for Singapore expansion as well. So right now I think the next move is like, how can we bring the same playbook to another market?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's our strategy as well. Basically, we want to validate this model in one market first, and then if it really works and if it really can gain some traction, and then the same playbook, I'm pretty sure we are able to replicate in another market. But of course, it's like, it takes time because a lot of localization need to be done. But okay, gratefully, probably Singapore is quite closest, like consider one of the closest country to Malaysian culture and in terms of buying behavior and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, that's like regional expansion, that's one thing. And of course, second plan is about like corporate partnership, and also like so we are looking into like business direction as well, because throughout this CNY just over, right? So we also it's not yet, it's still happening, right? So but the CNY giftings like season, like it's over. The pre-CNY people are sending,
I'm still receiving hampers, thank you very much.
Definitely. It's like, if you need hampers, you can buy from us. Just kidding. Okay, so yeah, when we've had a lot of like hamper purchasing requests and also, you know, orders, and then we also realized the potential of like the business aspect as well, right? Gifting for business, just imagine, like, because what we are focusing on is improving relationships. This is a business model with clear mission. So relationships could be between spouse, between partners, lifetime partners, or between your employers to employees, or between your agents to clients, you know, our business partners, right? So many relationships around. And for us, it's like there are plenty of room to kind of make that happen. By true gifting. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for being with us and sharing your story about Helper and Gifter. I've been speaking to Ang Kok Siong and Lee Eugene. Of course, if you want to hear the interview, you missed an interview, you can always download our app, which is available on Google Play and also on the Apple Store. Yeah. Thanks for being with us. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.